here at the 2017 Allman Conference with President CEO ABC Richard Wacott. We're talking about the state of the industry. You're going to be delivering that this evening. What is the state of the industry right now?
Well, Taylor, we have a really great presentation discussion really with our industry occurring this afternoon, where Mike Mason, the chairman, and I'll be discussing our sort of industry priorities, current and future, and we're really going to focus on what we're calling unleashing orchard potential. So it's going to cover a lot of areas of looking at our orchard, what comes out of our orchard, and maximizing potential for new markets, new products for hulls and shells and woody biomass, and with the intent of maybe providing more sustainable types of uses for them, but also providing more value for the industry. So that's a major focus of what we're going to talk about this afternoon.
We touched on that potential term last year when you and I talked, and I've seen you at some of the biomass field days and stuff, and that's really a big push for you guys. It's not just maximizing yield for growers, but also maximizing markets and everything else in the whole system, right?
Yeah, you know, when we look at the past many years of the Allman Board's work and the industry's work, what we've done with the kernel is we've taken that and developed just an incredibly diverse marketplace for it, both geographically, but also product applications and new products, et cetera. And we've been more or less in the demand seat driver, or the demand driver seat, whereas with our co-products, it's been sort of the opposite. You know, we produce what we produce. They're pretty much singular markets that we have for hulls and for shells and for woody biomass. And some of those markets are actually declining, and values are pretty low. And so it's really sort of taking that approach that we have, that we've had with the kernel, and applying that really to the co-products. And so we have this whole continuum of going from sort of simpler applications to very sophisticated and very sort of scientific applications, and we're operating across that whole continuum to look at new ideas and new opportunities.
When it comes to new technologies too, as you and I have talked before, is, you know, you guys are really looking at what the ones are that are feasible that growers should be looking at, and stuff like that. You guys are looking at these new technologies. You guys did the mapping system. That's fantastic. And growers really should be kind of open to new technologies, but you want to kind of vet the ones out that they should be using.
Yeah, I think with any discovery process, and we've certainly learned this over the years with all the scientific endeavor that we've had, that things take time. They take getting the right expertise focused on a given issue or project or opportunity, and then not everything turns out. You never know with science where it's going to go. So that's one service that the Allman Board really provides for the industry, is we are that institution that can take on these types of things for the benefit of everybody, and hopefully have a lot of home runs, but at the same time, we're going to have a few strikeouts too. So
how does the current market look? Shipments, prices, everything looks pretty good right now, right?
Yeah, we've had record shipments. Actually, we had a record year last year, both production and shipments. Seem to be on the same path for this year. So the crop, we finished harvesting in October. We're still using the objective estimate, which is the 2.25 billion pounds, and so we'll see where it finally comes in, but should be more or less around that number. And the demand just keeps accelerating. So
last question here too is, you guys have been, you know, included in the one of the guys pushing the water recharge science that's going in. We had some water this last year. We of course hope that happens again next year or several years, but making sure that we can be sustainable falls into what you're talking about with that potential and everything, right?
Yeah, so groundwater recharge is an area of focus for us in combination with sustainable conservation, with the Lawrence Berkeley Labs, with UC Davis, with Stanford University. We've got a whole group working on this, and it's really understanding the potential for the industry. And we do know more or less where the best soil types are for this, but what we're really testing is what happens after repeated applications. You know, are there any agronomic issues that arise, really what happens to the water when it goes down, because it's difficult to trace it and track it. So that's something that Lawrence Berkeley Labs really helping out with, and Stanford as well. One thing I'll just mention too with our discussion this afternoon, our state of the industry, is We're also going to talk about what we've been able to accomplish with the increased assessment. As I think most of your listeners know, we increased 1 cent per pound for 3 years. We're about halfway through that time period. And so we want to update the industry on what we've been able to accomplish so far.
And what is that?
Well, it's a lot of things we're talking about. I mean, it's a lot of these new endeavors that require research. So we've stepped up our research budget tremendously. And then we are forecasting a very healthy increase in supply over the next 5 years, going from the 2.25, maybe up to 3 billion pounds by crop year 21-22. And so we are investing in 4 new markets, completely new to us, and we're ramping up investment in 4 other existing markets. So also pushing that demand button harder.
Good.